Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Yeah, Brother Drew, how you doing?
Yes, sir, doing great. How you doing, sir?
Brother Drew, we got to get together and talk about something that next week sometime I'll call you if you got some time off. Sit down and talk about something that I got an idea.
Okay.
April the 1st. It's supposed to be April Fool's Day, Brother Drew. And I chose my topic. Amanyah and Amanyah. What was their school of thought? It's a nation of people that has the minds of Amanyah and Amanyah, and you're talking to those people. But if this is a coincidence or a coincidite or whatever you want to call it, Brother Drew, Abib, which is April in this language, this is the first day of our new year. And the new year was labeled 1, 2, 3, not in months. We had a numbering system. We'll get to that. Yah, the people that's up under the school of thoughts, had a numbering system. First, we have to understand what a school of thought is. A school of thoughts is a mind, something that you've been taught from birth. When Amun-Yah, Brother Drew, was creating me 70 years ago, I'm going to go back and remember how I was created and share it with you, because all of us was created that same day, the day before your Earth Day, before your mind got put in a shell and you got shipped to Earth from the mothership from one planet to another planet through black hole. Amun-Yah and Amun-Yah created in their imagination a civilization to become a nation under the laws of Amun-Yah, who is the mother, who was nature on the 19th galaxy on a mothership called Nubia. This is where my mind come from, and the people that believe in Yahwehism mind come from. You would live on the 9th planet in the 12th galaxy, which was called Timid, and that's called Earth in this language. You would be 7 galaxies away. Your number system would never let you forget this, based upon the compass and the square. Everything in creation would fall up under the second laws of nature that had to be kept balanced with the third law when you get here. Now, that's a little deep, because we're dealing with nothing but mind. A mind is a school of thoughts. This is the school of thoughts of Amun-Yah. To you, what I'm talking about might be very strange. That's the reason I'm trying to break it down, Brother Drew, where I won't sound too strange. When Amun-Yah had me standing up as a perpendicular line, and Amun-Yah and Amun-Yah is represented by the cipher, which put the cipher down perpendicular line, you got the number 10. The number 10 is Yah's in our language. We have our own language, so, because it ain't no misunderstanding in this shit, Brother Drew. Because we got our own language, our own numbering system. It just has to be explained, you see, to the Christians and the people that don't understand what's going on about who is the human being and the original people that was here on Earth and where they came from. Where did the human being come from? He's not part of this galaxy. We're on a planet that's traveling a third 1,050 miles per hour as we travel into with other star planets and other civilizations and other galaxies. We happen to be in the 12th galaxy, and we're the 9th planet in the 12th galaxy, which is called Earth in this language. We are 7 galaxies away. The number 7 is perfect. They put us perfect away from the 19th galaxy. And when they created us, they sit down with their imagination. Imagination is a compound word, image nation. Amun-Yah and Amun-Yah created a nation of people in their image, meaning that you would have the mind of Amun-Yah and Amun-Yah, what they believe in, up under their belief system. In their imagination, they said that this would be a civilization that would come, that would become a nation under the laws of Amun-Yah. Let's look at that word. A civilization, Brother Drew, the definition of civilization is a stage of human development and organization that is considered most advance. The process by which a society, place reaches an advanced state. So everything that y'all had gave us to become a civilization was already in its advanced stage in the human being. A nation, a large amount of people united, Brother Drew, by a language and school of thoughts and inhabit a certain territory or country. That's what a nation is. So we have to understand the definition of these words to understand how the human being, which is people of color, became the subhuman being, which is the people that don't have any melanin. So we call them the Germanic race of people. We call them crackers, white boys, a whole lot of names, Goheens and stuff. But we know who we're talking about. Human being versus the subhuman being. Now, when Amun-Yah placed these laws of nature on us and give us the numbering system, Brother Drew, it should coincide like it does with everything here on earth. But due to the fact that we have been conquered and enslaved, we're talking about mind, not body, by the subhuman being, you have lost your mind, or where your originality and where you come from, simply by one thing: you don't speak your language. See, a language is derived from the first thing that a nation has to get is a language. But they can't get a language until they all agree upon what signs, symbols, and numbers they're going to use to produce this language. And we're going step by step on this, Brother Jules, so our mind will understand what's wrong with us at this day and period and time and what has happened to our mind. And when you hear all this renew of the mind and this about the mind and the mind had to do this, you read in all religion books that the renewing of the mind, meaning that it become a time period that where your school of thoughts did not agree with who you were. Meaning that if you are people of color, if you're the human being, the ways of the subhuman did not agree with you. And your mind had to realize that when you was created to become a civilization, not a race of people, but a civilization. See, the word race, that didn't come into existence until 1786 with John L. Blumenbach. That's the subhuman's way of thinking. So when you believe that you come from a race of people and that you come from a nation of people that's a race of people, then you're thinking backwards. And you look like me and you. And we got a lot of these backwards-ass people walking around, Brother Chu, as we speak. We have a bunch of black. 99.99% of the minds that you come in contact with is backwards from this teaching right here, what we're talking about.
Right.
For the simple reason they've been conquered by the schools of thoughts of three different religion: Judaism, Islam, Christianity, in that order, because that's the order that they go in, because one is the oldest. Judaism, which is Yehudaism, is older than, and out of Yehudaism came Islam, and out of Islam came Christianity. They got it vice versa. They got it Judaism, Christianity, Islam. Christianity didn't come to 1523, this form of Christianity. Christianity came in the 4th century up under Roman Catholic Church, and Catholicism, I don't care what kind of Christian that you say you are, Brother Jew, you are nothing but a breakaway from Catholicism. When you say I'm a Christian, then you had to understand what Christian is we talking about, because the original Christian is Roman Catholic Church belief, which is their Bible is called the Vulgate, and the God is called Jesus Christus. That's the Christian God. That's the name of the Christian God is Jesus Christus, not Jesus Christ. That's a breakaway, revised, put in somebody else's version of the original version of Christianity, which the original version of Christianity came out of the schools of thought of Mithraism. How you know that? Because the high priest of Christianity, as we see, is called a Promus Maximus. Well, Promus Maximus is the high priest of Mithraism, and Constantine, who started Christianity, was the last history is wrote this way. So it ain't no argument, it ain't no fuss. It ain't nothing but goddamn facts, what we talking about right now. So we know that your mind has been placed up on a psychological warfare, and your mind don't understand this, then that's when you have to go back and redirect and trace your mind. So I'm remembering what I was told one day before I would be shipped to Earth. On day two tomorrow, Brother Drew, at 8:30 in the morning, I came to Earth. I'll be two. That's when I came to Earth. 30 days later, Cole came to Earth on 2-1, which is called May the 1st. That's my running partner. But I'm telling you what I was told before I got there. I'm just now remembering what Amiyad told me when I was at perpendicular line standing there in front of that cipher, and she took the cipher, her mind, her school of thoughts, and everything that she put into me, programmed her mind, put the cipher on top of the perpendicular line, and the cipher was to the left, making a nine out of me. She told me that for you to be born into, for me to ship you to the 12th planet, the 12th galaxy and the 9th planet, I got to turn you upside down, and when you get there, you'll be in the knowledge of the 6th. You'll meet some people that will tell you that your number is the 6. But because I have programmed you and given you the ancient numbering system, you know that you are, your number was 5, which is the number of power, meaning that you would never forget that you was made out of the 4 element, and you are the 5th element when you get here. Turn upside down from the 9. The 9 don't never change. What I'm telling you, the 9 would never change. This would be in your numbering system. The Muslims would call it the 19, the number 19. That's what the Muslims would call it, the Muslims and the Jews, the knowledge of the number 19. 9 and 1 is 10, meaning the knowledge of Amun Ya, but they don't teach it that way. It had to be taught by the Yah man over here when you brought your ass over across the water. You talking to the Yah man of the West that came. You came over here to the East, and you had Yah school of thoughts all fucked up. So you got to get straightened up when you bring your ass over here, Brother Drew, by the Yah man. You want to be correct with the shit. And that is point blank. It is what it is, whether you believe it or not. Now, when you get here, she told me that there's some people going to be telling you that your number is a 6, and they're going to be totally out the way of Yahwehism and your school of thoughts. You ain't going to be speaking your language. All of this, to a certain period of time, you would have to wake up and become super conscious and then move into a state of ultimate conscious, then you would understand how you was born, because you had to understand how you was born to understand your purpose on this starship that you on, while you're going to and fro, up and down in the earth. The mind has to become conscious of how it was first made and its purpose. Once your mind comprehends this, you know who you are, not what you've been named, revised, renamed, and put into a version. See, because, see, when you say I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Jew, and then you put an adjective on it, Brother Drew, you put the adjective black. You say I'm a black Muslim, I'm a black Gentile, I'm a black Jew. Well, when you say that you are a black one, well, then use the adjective, meaning that you ain't the first one. Then that means that if you got a face look like me and you say you're a black one, that means that you have been enslaved by these three nations of people and the God that you worship. That ain't your God, and you ain't the chosen people of that God. That God is the God that conquered you. Allah conquered you, Hashem conquered you, and Jesus Christ conquered you. When you say I'm a black Muslim, I'm a black Jew, I'm a black Hebrew Israelite, I'm a black Gentile, that means your mind has been conquered. Not only your body, but your mind, meaning because you believe you're somebody that you ain't. Your mind had to wake up and you had to become conscious of this. You had to realize this. The definition of realize is become fully aware of something that's a fact. Understand clearly. That's what your mind had to realize. This all for you to do that, and for you to your mind to do this, to will your mind, meaning expressing the past tense, meaning you had to will your mind to understand and realize that you need to renew your mind, because you weren't the chosen people of the God who you worship and say you believe in. You was an adjective to that God. And the mind goes through four stages. It's in the womb, it's unconscious for the first 3 months. And then it becomes subconscious after 3 months. When you born and become a being, your mind becomes super conscious. When you understand where your mind come from, like we talking now, and what meaning your schools of thought. So everybody that say that I'm an African American, that's a black Gentile, Brother Drew, your mind in 2017 should be ultimate conscious that you are a zip goddamn fool for believing in a God and a nation of people that was started. The God got here in 1523, going no J's and nobody, and the first American was named John Hancock. Later, first 1776, the Anglo-Saxon changed his name from Anglo-Saxon to America to make everybody fit in, meaning that all the Germanic tribes that was over here, they would be known as just one tribe, and one wouldn't be known as an Anglo-Saxon that was Scottish, Irish, or this or that, or that, or Englishman. They just be Americans.
Uh-huh.
Well, the indigenous people, the Creek Nation and the old man, the Creek Nation was on the plantation. Most of the Creek Nation was on the plantation, all but the renegades, but they never did sign a peace treaty. The Algonquins had completely assimilated into the French and the Dutch. That's the indigenous people that was on the East Coast. the Mohawk Nation of people, the tribes up there, the Mohawk, the Pawnee, the Shawnee, all of those people up there, they Algonquins. That's what the Iroquois is what the French call them. They mixed, they see them with the white man and became him. That they, you can't even recognize one of them in today's society because they done been completely bred out. But Olmec, you can still see Olmec. You still see the Creeks. They still here. We part of that nation of people. You see, we ain't died out. But we ain't taught our history or our knowledge. That's why the mind had to go back, and you had to become the ultimate conscious mind. It's when you can go back and find out what your purpose is and where you come from. And when you do that, you go in a chronological order, then you, your mind don't get messed up, Brother Drew. First, you got to know your enemy, who your enemy is. And your enemy, which would be second law of nature, everything in nature is a dual system. So if you look like us, then there's a nation that is your enemy. Everything in creation, Brother Drew, falls up under the second law of nature. Your mind, Brother Drew, me and your mind had to understand when this the law, and it is the law, love and hate is going to always be here. Hate is going to be here. Enemy is going to be here. And the people that's your enemy is going to be your enemy from henceforth and evermore, as long as there is a earth. So all this preaching and teaching about love you this and love that will never exist, because it can't exist, because everything in creation is a dual system. Your mind had to realize this, Brother Drew, why you're walking around hollering, love your enemies, you love yourself, and pray for those who spitefully misuse you, and you caught up and believe that shit. As long as there is an earth, the earth is governed by the 12 laws of nature, and the second law of nature is the laws of opposites. As long as there's an earth, there's going to be somebody hating, somebody killing you, hating you, and mistreating you. And when you fall up on the color, black and white, it will always be a person that's white that will misuse you, mistreat you, and kill you. You ain't going to never be able to live together in brotherly love, because why? You defy the law of nature. So you got to get that shit out of your goddamn mind. The only way that you can get rid of hatred is you have to completely get rid of your enemy, and everybody got to be human beings, meaning everybody have to be what? People of color, meaning
right.
no white folks is in existence. That's the only way you can get rid of hate. And we are a long ways off from that, but the way they mix and they see, you will see by 2089, the Jews say, it won't be no white folks by 2089 on Earth. And they say, after 2089, it won't be no walls and shit. The Earth will be at peace because the white man will be completely bred out. That's what's got to happen. Because if you can't defy the second law of nature. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? Your mind had to realize this, because we live up under these laws. Me and you ain't going to never see peace. That's the reason it says separate yourself from her. Come out of her, my people. All these books, come out of her, my people. Separate yourself from there. Don't integrate. The word integrate means to go into something totally. The word segregate means to separate yourself totally from your enemy. When you integrate it with your enemy, you become a part of him. And me and Drew, Brother Drew, we know when they integrated in 1970, and we know that in 2017, less than 50 years later, what a difference a day make, because it was just like yesterday that it wasn't like it is today. And me and you remember that. Everybody that's the wall babies, you remember when it wasn't like today. Your mind remember that. But you don't want to know what happened, and you act like it ain't happening, because the same thing happened to you, happening to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. The same way that you was treated, your great-grandchildren and grandchildren being treated the same way today. In your school system, the way you was treated, you've been treated today in your school system the same way. That's due to the fact that when you integrated with him, when you were segregated from him, you didn't have all of that bullshit. You had, look what segregated should mean, Brother Drew. That means if white folks had doctors, we had doctors. If white folks had hospitals, and they did, we had our own hospital. If white folks had banks, we had our own banks. If white folks had hardware stores, grocery stores, we had our own. We had Beatrice Food. See, we had our own at one time. White folks had a Wall Street. Black folks had a Wall Street. Now, when Malcolm started talking about taking the United States to world court, he come up dead. When Martin Luther King changed his mind, he came up dead. Now, you got all of this history of what happened to us, and you ask what's wrong with us, all you have to do is go betray us like we have done, Brother Drew, and you can see what happened to us when we integrated. The Constitution of the United States of America, not the United of America, not the United States, the American Constitution, not the state constitution, says that in each state we would be separated but equal. Brother Drew, that's what it says in America. And America said that they would give each state a certain time period to enforce that law. Well, it took them 100 years, Brother Drew, to enforce that law. And by the time that they enforced that law, we knew for a fact it was best for us to stay separated, because of what we had when we were separated versus what we had when we integrated as we speak. Education-wise, we was 5% illiterate. Integrated, we 97% illiterate as we speak. You can go back and just start tracing history, paper trail that's left, and you can see our mistakes. You can see in the Constitution, it was clear in the Constitution that the Indians, the Negroes, and the colored people will have their own territory, which is known as Oklahoma, Brother Drew. And it was never, ever was supposed to become a state. This is where that clause was in, separated but equal. This is why you see, where is Black Wall Street located, Brother Drew? Where was Black Wall Street located? Was What territory?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay. That wasn't supposed to ever become, that's territory. That state that's named Oklahoma was Oklahoma territory. Never supposed to become a state. It was set aside, that territory, for Indians, the Negroes, and the colored people. You were supposed to be in that state, separated but equal, meaning that this territory will send their representatives and their senators to Congress to represent them, and we would only go to war if this country was threatened. This is where it was original, to 1932, to the niggas. Beloved president called Roosevelt changed the shit and made Oklahoma state in 28. Why ain't our black lawyers and shit hold us to hold America to the Constitution? Donald Trump say we going back to the Constitution because the states has been breaking the fucking Constitution. He absolutely right. You ain't supposed to have the Constitution tell you about this gay shit that's going on. They call it sodomite. They carry the death penalty or imprisonment in America's Constitution, but not in the state's Constitution. So the state's making it lawful and then suing America for it to be lawful and go against the Constitution of the federal constitution. This is what Trump is telling you. Everybody have broke the federal constitution. You start breaking it in the days of Jefferson. You ain't just started breaking it. This country ain't been run up under the federal constitution since Jefferson time. Since Thomas Jefferson, Brother Drew. He was the last president. This president, Donald Trump, that we're going back to those that thing. Now, in order for you to go back to that, you got to do ways with state constitutions. So you can't do that shit overnight right now, because if you do away with state constitution, that's a fight. So when the federal do away with the state constitution, they got to declare martial law. But they still got things in order that they haven't put in order. The federal haven't put in order. They haven't put in order Executive Order 1101 and Executive Order 1102. Ain't been put in order of the executive orders that Kennedy put in 1960. Executive order is the federal takeover of the health care. They still arguing over the health care. 1101 is the federal takeover of the workforce of the United States, the civilian workforce. The federal government take over the civilian workforce. That's Executive Order 1101. Well, in another 3 years, due to the fact that Obama started that plan behind workers to work for the federal government. Biggest property owners in America is the federal government, Brother Drew. You lease land from the federal government. You don't own a damn thing. You lease land from them. You don't own your land. They're the biggest landholders and the biggest homeowners. Now, they're going to be the biggest workforce, where gradually they create 3,000 and 4,000, 5,000 jobs per month. This boy Obama was creating of government workers. Well, then what are you taking out of the private sector? You're taking people out of the private sector and put them under you putting this order in where at a certain period of time, 2/3 of the population, which is probably right now, will be working for the government or being paid by the government. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? Like,
yeah,
Like me, if you retired and you want to serve, you get paid by the government. You ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you out in that private sector and you are the X, Y, millennium generation of people, you finna play hell if you ain't working for the federal government or if your company ain't getting government assistance. You finna be in the world of trouble because you're going to go to credits and debits. And when you go to credits and debits, you're going to have to be working to get debits, a credit to be put on your debit card so you can buy and sell. That means that all these little hip-hoppers with their pants and shit, that all those that they don't kill, they're going to put them on a goddamn people. That's coming. Well, a bunch of them going to get killed first, Brother Drew. They're going to kill out a bunch of them. Yeah, they already said what they're going to do. What's in the protocol, Brother Drew, it ain't changed. They ain't missing their heartbeats. If you know what's in a book that's 527 years old, and I know what's in that book, if you study that book, then you know what's going on at this day and period in time as we speak. They even speak about what I'm talking about right now, how you had to renew your mind, how you had to understand that you had the mind of the Goheen and what was going to happen to the Goheen. That's the way the protocol, and the Goheen is the Germanic race of people, how he was going to fall. If you go back in that book, it'll tell you this is due to the fact of the persecution that this Germanic race of people was on the Yehudas. And this started in England in 1489. And see, all of this started, but you go back in Africa. There's a movie called Africa, A-G-O-R-A. That's a hell of a movie, Brother Drew. It tells about the history of when the Christians and the Jews, the Christians was murdering Jews. Man, the Christians was murdering Jews in the 14th and 13th century in England. The Christians was murdering Jews. Brother Drew, they accused the Jews of killing Jesus. So they just caught the Christians was in the street protesting, and the Jews was in the street protesting the Christians. And the Christians took to the street, the Roman Christians took to the street, and just started slaughtering them in the street. That's some hell of a history. That's a hell of a movie, Brother Drew. It deals with the Christian church. And I ask the question, Brother Drew, all the time, what was the enemy to Christianity? Do you remember, Brother Drew? Because I've taught this a long time ago, but you might not slip your memory. What is the enemy to Christianity? If we go back into the history of Christianity and look at it, the enemy to Christianity was science, Brother Drew. They call it witchcraft. If you was a scientist, and all the Jews were scientists back in that time period, the Jews and the gypsies. Shit, they kill your ass. They call it heresy. And then they came up with the inquisitions, two inquisitions, and the reformation of the church. The Pope told you there was two things that was enemy of Christianity was the printing press and science. And when the print press came in, then science came out. That's the reason Galileo had to retract and say that the earth wasn't round. Then they found out that the earth was round because they were going to kill him. The church was. Anybody that dealt in medicine during that Protestant Reformation of the church of the medieval time to the church, from the 4th century to the 15th century, is called the medieval. That's a compound word, middle of evil, of what was going on in the Christian church, of them changing and revising and putting in a version of the original form of Christianity, which was called Christon by the Roman Catholic Church, by the Romans. The original name for Christianity was called Christon. And you can trace the history right on straight down to it became Christianity, and until Jesus Christ became the God of that, because Jesus Christian was the first one, then Jesus Christian, and then Jesus Christ, the note order. And so, who was he called first? He was called Iesues. He was called Iesues in the 12th century by the Spaniards when they broke away from the Catholic Church. You left a paper trail. They left a paper trail, Brother Drew, that we can follow the paper trail. But you had to know how to be an FBI. That's the first black investigator and not be a goddamn black, fat, and ignorant. That adjective don't go down black. You had to be an investigator. You had to investigate this shit. Like, we done investigated it. And so when you done investigated, then you understand how the mind works. This is what I remember, Brother Drew, when I was being one day before I was finna come through the black hole. I'm just going over what I remember, sharing with you what I remember. Truth has to come by the knowing, Brother Drew, of the 5W1H, and what you say is do. Then you understand when you study like that, you don't make any mistakes. Because see, you can have a revelation to yourself. Your mind can revolve. You still there, Brother Drew?
Yeah, Brother Dwight, we still on.
Yeah, see, in our mind has to realize, because we done been renamed everything but what we were, that you are a individual. You didn't come from a race of people. You are an individual that came from a nation of people that was a civilization. The people that don't look like you, they tell you that they were uncivilized, that they were barbarians, that they were pagan, and that they were heathens. This is what white folks tell you. They have never had a civilization. They have never been nothing but a heathen, pagan, barbarian race of people. That was their beginning. That was their origin. They did not get civilized until the fourth, with the coming of Alexander the Great. They tell you that. They don't have any problem with telling you that they were these people, Brother Drew, up until the time period of Alexandria, up under the name of the Greeks. Now, a Greek is a person that came from the land of hell, mixed his seed with the Yehuda, and the baby of that Yehuda was called a Greek. The Yehudas, who you call the Jews. When the Jews was conquered by the people of hell, people that they God was hell, the capital is hell port as we speak today, the capital been hell port, H-E-L-L-I-P-O-R-T, you can look the word up, of hell and the people of hell since the beginning. Brother Drew, it still is. Well, these people of hell, mixed they see with the Yehudas, who you call the Jews, the baby was named by the Yehudas a Greek. And they went through different eras and time period of the Greeks, the Iliad, the people of the hill, all the way down. Just you can trace the history, Brother Drew. You can trace the history in 2017. If you know the history, you talking to a nigga that know the history, step by step by step by step. They say that they didn't become civilized. And that nation of people, of that Germanic race of people, did not become civilized to Alexandria, through that period in time of Alexandria, was when they become totally civilized, and they had a library. But what was in their library was knowledge that had came from the southern hemisphere, of them conquering the people of the southern hemisphere, which was the Hamites, which was the land of Ham. These are the people that came out of the northern hemisphere and conquered the people of the land of Ham, and then went from the southern hemisphere into the eastern hemisphere, which was the land of Shem, which where the Hindu lived. And each step by step, of these people coming out the north, which was just fast children, conquering their brothers' children, their cousins, fighting against each other, mixing their seed, having children, creating another race of people. Because every time that they mix their seed, you create another nation of people that will become a race of people in this society. Your mind had to realize this, Brother Drew. When your mind can realize this and how creation is, and you got perfect peace of mind. But you first had to understand enemy. Now, the definition of enemy is a person who is actively opposed or hostile to someone or something. A hostile nation or its armed forces or citizens. And you know that the nation, the armed force, and the citizens who call themselves Americans first has been very hostile to this emancipated slave, because you ain't a citizen of America. You're a citizen of the United States up under their Constitution, but the federal Constitution, you the same old slave that you was when you came off the plantation in 1863, and they included the Negroes, who they had dubbed as Negroes and colored people and Indians, the same old emancipated slaves. But it ain't changed. It ain't nothing different. Your mind had to realize this. You can't move forward. You can't separate. You can't do a goddamn thing until your mind realizes this. And it's an individual thing that you had to realize this. You had to realize that every damn thing that you've been taught is backwards. You got to kick it out. You had to realize that all three gods that you say you worship, when you look like me, you ain't the chosen people of that God. So you have to ask yourself a question. How did I get this God? How did I get this God? Now, all religion told a lie. When I'm following the paper trail, Brother Drew, we got the history of religion. We got each religion has a history, Brother Drew. And that history is nothing but killing, especially Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. These three religions, Brother Drew, have a long line of nothing but colored nation of people. A long history. All of their history is the killing of a black race of people. And ain't now one of them got this history that's more violent to a black person than these three religions. Now, Buddhism, Taoism, Yin and Yang, and Confucianism, they have a history of killing Christians. They believe in killing Christians. They fight the Christians more than any other religion. It is the people that believe in these religions. The Jews, they fight the Muslims. And the Muslims, Christians, and the Jews more than any other religion. And the Christians that came from the east to the west over here, their ass was ran out of the east by the Muslims. That's why they came over here. Muhammad was conquering them. They came over here for the freedom of religion because their ass was running from Islam. That's the history. History tells us. I hope that you understand how the mind works. You had to understand how you was born and where you come from. And Yahwehism stands for numbering system. And Yah can't be overdone, outdone, or redone and put in a version. It ain't but one way. And everything in creation is in a dual system, meaning everything in creation is geometry. That's why the Masons got the big G up there. That don't stand for God. That stands for geometry. So I see that clock on the wall, Brother Drew. Says that time. So I hope that share something with you when I was one day before I came to Earth. 8:53 in the morning, I came to Earth. I've been here 71 years, one and seven is eight, meaning I'm on two cycles. I'm 1 degree above perfect. Tomorrow at 8:56, I'll be 720 degrees, Brother Drew.
All right.
I'll be on my eight. What you on now? You 50 what?
3, 8.
53. You 58?
No,
you 53.
Yeah.
You 50? Oh, you on your 8 too? You 1 degree above perfect. And Cole on May the 1st, he'll be on his, buddy. That's double stacked. When you on the number 8, it's two cycles stacked on top of each other. That means that you understand the knowledge of Amenyah and Abenyah. On the top cycle is Amenyah. The bottom cycle represents Abenyah, meaning that we understand the law that Amenyah did, and the Father gave us the commandment to obey the laws of the mother. Our mother is Amenyah. That's our original mother, and Abenyah is our original father. Now, Dorothy is the one that brought me here, and Davy was the one that brought me to Earth. Through them bringing me to Earth, but I came from Amenyah. I honor my father and my mother, meaning that I honor my first father and my mother. My mother and father, Dorothy and Davey, that bond me and raised me, that's material mother and father. Your mind had to realize this, Brother Drew, and that's when you can have peace of mind. So until next week, Brother Drew, I'll say Shema Yahweh, Yah, Avin Yah, Ika, Kamaida Yah, Shabbat Shalom.
Kamaida Yah.